Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Truck Guy Podcast. I'm your host, Matthew Guy. Thanks for joining us on our adventures, and we are glad to have you along. If you're new around here, welcome. And know that the Truck Guy Podcast is your dirt road ride to the freshest inside takes on the latest truck news, test drives, how-to tips, and a dose or two of high-octane opinion. This week's guest is Corey Talbert. He's the lead engineer for the GMC Canyon AT4X and Canyon AEV pickup trucks. Those trims are the burly off-road trims for that brand's midsizer, packed the likes of Multimatic DSSV dampers, you know, the ones with F1 racing technology flowing through their oily veins and designed here in Canada, plenty of body armor and 4x4 capabilities to rival that of your average mountain goat. So Corey's going to walk us through some of the truck's development processes, taking us behind the scenes of the team's decision-making, and how they settled on certain calibrations. And you'll want to stick around for his stories from the days of validation testing, this thing in which they hauled gear out to the Rubicon Trail and to the Glamis Sand Dunes. Did any trucks make it out unscathed? Did the team decide to beef up parts of the truck after hammering test units across the American Southwest? That's all coming up in the next half hour on the Truck Guy Podcast. Corey, welcome to the Truck Guy Podcast.
Thanks, Matthew. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks so much. It's always fantastic to have people within an OEM join us on the show, because you guys have so much knowledge about the product, and pretty much everyone I've met has always been a total gearhead as well, which really helps.
we're all really passionate, no doubt, for sure.
Absolutely. So tell us about your role at GM, Corey.
So my role at GM, I'm the performance variant manager for mid-sized trucks. Essentially, it kind of helped lead the engineering team to make sure that, you know, we content the vehicle correctly for our mission in mind. And then all the stuff of, you know, making sure the project's on time, on budget, and meets all the requirements that we set out to beat. So that's kind of my job responsibility in a nutshell.
Wow. And as relates to the subject today, you're the lead engineer for Canyon AT4X, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Wow. And so, I mean, presumably you were elbows deep in the development of that trim on the new Canyon, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure. You know, just really exciting taking, you know, our GMC Canyon to the next level as far as off-road capability. And then, of course, all the awesome development along the way of, you know, making sure that the truck could withstand everything we could throw at it on development trips and stuff like that.
Right, right. For any listeners who might not be up to speed, what are some of the main differences of Canyon AT4X versus, say, another trim like the Elevation?
So, you know, I'll baseline, you know, from our Elevation AT4 Denali, you know, those are all of our what we call high and wide chassis. So we build upon that chassis, go up another inch in overall lift. But really, there's a lot more differences when you look in. So first off, AT4X has a unique frame compared to the other GMC Canyon trims. So we do that because the frames actually reinforce to handle all the high load events that we'll put an AT4X through. In addition to, you know, you may have noticed for AT4X, we actually moved the rear dampers outboard of the frame rails. And that is mainly due to comprehend the additional suspension travel that the AT4X has. So also, you know, from a damper technology standpoint, we have our Multimatic DSSV dampers, really great off-road shocks for our truck that offer a ton of tunability, but also, you know, they're a position sensitive damper. So we can specifically tune for our off-road events when we have high displacements and put a lot of control into the damper. But we don't sacrifice our on-road comfort and control by doing so. And that's really the beauty of the DSSV dampers, that we have the ability to have basically those three different damping curves at all in one damper. So that kind of rounds out, I'll say, the suspension aspect. We also have front and rear electronic locking differentials that are unique to AT4X. We have protection, underbody protection. So there's three skid plates on AT4X. There are two aluminum skid plates in the front that basically cover the radiator and steering gear. And then we have a steel skid plate for the transfer case. And then we also have standard rocker protection or rock sliders. And then kind of capping it out to a 33-inch mud terrain Goodyear Territory tire that we spent, you know, a few years developing that tire specifically for this truck.
That's pretty cool, because, and I'm going to circle back to the DSSV dampers in a moment, because they just fascinate me, no matter what vehicle you guys have them on.
Yeah.
But the tire selection really makes a huge difference in any vehicle, but especially an off-road focused truck. And it doesn't hurt that those Goodyears look the business as well. They look great on that truck.
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely the 33-inch tire on the truck. I mean, that truck commands a tire of that size. You know, it also adds to the capability of the truck. But, you know, as I mentioned, you know, we spent 2 years developing that tire. A lot of people might not realize that for an OE tire, it's very rare that a automaker will take a tire off the shelf. So, you know, we worked with Goodyear, like I said, for a couple of years developing that tire. And, you know, we wanted to focus on excellent mud performance, excellent wet performance, obviously dry performance for your daily driving. But I think for anybody who gets in the AT4X and gets to drive the truck, they're going to be very surprised by how quiet the tire is. You know, I think it almost became a norm to accept the penalty of tire noise to have a tire with excellent performance like that. And I think this is going to surprise a lot of people when they get behind the wheel and just, you know, the truck not only does it do, you know, slow speed rock crawling very well, high speed activities, you know, if you want to do some desert running, the truck handles that extremely well. But, you know, for an all around daily driver, for a customer that is going to daily drive this thing, there are no sacrifices. It's excellent all around.
And that bore itself out when we were driving it about last month in North Carolina.
Yeah,
In Asheville, because we drove from, you know, to a trailhead. And, you know, once you're taken off from there and coming back home, the truck is not beating you up, I didn't find.
Yeah.
When your day is over, right?
Yep. Yeah, no, and really proud of that. Just the overall chassis tuning, the noise and vibration for the truck, our acoustic package. I mean, really, it fits our GMC identity very well to have this very refined product, extremely off-road capable, but at the end of the day, it's a very refined product.
Absolutely. And coming back to the DSSV shocks, the first time I experienced them was on a Colorado. I think it was about 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm at the age now where everything is about 5 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And the configuration of them and how they work in terms of being able to provide that stretch and that travel without, you know, beating you up on the way home is just remarkable. So can you talk about when you guys were working with the DSSV shocks for the 84X, like tuning them and trying different calibrations and things?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you're right. You know, our brothers over at Chevrolet, that product that you talk about, that was really our first collaboration with Multimatic in the off-road space. And, you know, we just grew that going forward. And I think if you drive those two products back to back, you'll see just the generational leap that we made with the DSSVs that we have now working with Multimatic. The amount of control, damper control that we have in these shocks, I think will surprise a lot of people. Especially, you know, with a 33-inch tire, you have a lot of mass out there. You're trying to manage those loads. And in conjunction just with our jounce bumpers that we have on the truck too, you know, that's an overall system. You never have like crash through, you know, you can push the truck pretty hard and it inspires you to have a lot of confidence just because it can absorb, you know, those jounce events so well that, you know, as you mentioned, you don't get beat up in the truck. You never get fatigued. And that's really, you know, that's mostly the dampers just absorbing up all that energy without transmitting it to you through the structure. You know, as far as development stuff that we've done, we've had a pretty wide breadth of trips, you know, everything from going somewhat locally to us down to Windrock, Tennessee, to the off-road park down there, a pretty technical park for slow speed stuff. Rubicon Trail was probably one of the coolest trips we got to do. You know, 2.5 days on the trail, going in, like when you enter Rubicon, you know, you're committed because either you back up and turn around or you go all the way through. There's no pulling off in the middle. And then, you know, something else for high speed stuff. We spent a lot of time at the Glamis Sand Dunes in California.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. Very cool time. And our ride and handling engineer, you know, spent a lot of time tuning in the dampers really for all three locations, right? Because it covers everything from slow speed to high speed damper inputs. And, you know, definitely at Glamis, you know, you can carry some speed and definitely exercises the front rear suspension pretty well.
That's those places. Those are some of the most favorite places in America. You know what I mean? Just to drive a truck. We're going to jump away for a commercial real quick, and then when we come back, I'd love to ask you a bit more about the Rubicon and Glamis events.
Cool.
All right. We'll be back in a second. And welcome back to the Truck Guy Podcast, everybody. We're here with the experts from GMC. We're talking about the Canyon 84X, which is their midsize offering in the ultra off-road category, I would qualify it. And Corey, just before we went to break, you were talking about taking and the truck and doing some validation in the Rubicon and Glamis Dunes areas of the country.
Yeah,
that's so cool, because those places, they're just, as you said, when you go into the Rubicon, you're committed unless you're being helicoptered out or backing off.
Very true.
Right. And then Glamis is just something else. And for any listener who doesn't know, it's an area of sand dunes that are just, how would you describe them, Corey? Just enormous. They just seem to go on as far as I can see.
It is. If I remember correctly, it's about 40 miles north to south. And I can't remember if it's 5 or 8 miles east to west, roughly. But, you know, it actually extends from the U.S. down into Mexico.
I didn't know.
But yeah, because essentially, as you're driving on I-8, you know, you're almost on the border there to Mexico. But yeah, I mean, it's just until you've been there and have, you know, you get out there and just see, it's just sand in every direction. It's hard to comprehend how vast that place is.
It's just absolutely enormous. And some of the dunes are huge. There's one called Oldsmobile Hill
that
is just absolutely massive. And it's just so cool that you guys took the vehicles there rather than saying, okay, I know the proven grounds are there and they're there for a purpose and they're awesome, but bringing them out to the actual physical locations just speaks to the amount of planning and commitment that you guys had to the AT4X and that your gearheads, all of you.
Yeah. And of course, too, it's probably a little cliche, but you have to climb Olsenville Hill, and we definitely did when you're at Glamis. But, you know, you're right, though. You bring up a good point of going to these locations. So we obviously will spend a lot of time doing analysis, you know, way early on, you know, kind of before we even build a vehicle. And, you know, we try to comprehend all these environments, suspension loads, powertrain loads, in analysis. And then, you know, at our proving grounds, both here in Michigan at Milford, as well as the desert proving grounds in Arizona, you know, we'll have sections of courses built that maybe represent some of the best areas of off-road parks we've been to. But at the end of the day, you know, those just help you build confidence for when you actually go out to Rubicon or Glamis and really put the truck through the rigor out there.
There must be some cool stories about neat stuff that happened during validation testing, you know, like, I mean, as a group, things that, I mean, you climbed Oldsmobile Hill, for example, there in Glamis and things like that, right? And going through Rubicon.
Oh, yeah. You know, for Rubicon specifically, you know, we had a good learning there. That kind of speaks to the capability of the truck. So, you know, as I mentioned, the AT4X has standard rocker protection, rock sliders. And, you know, especially at Rubicon, you're going to use those rock sliders, right? And we did a lot of analysis comprehending, you know, dropping a vehicle, you know, off of a rock face onto the rock sliders, dragging a vehicle, right? Because as you're sliding it over a boulder. It wasn't until we got to Rubicon that we actually found out that our rock slider design needed some improvement. And it really is because the truck was so capable, the speed at which you could tackle these obstacles was greater than we really anticipated originally. So, you know, a good learning at Rubicon was we saw some deformation on rock sliders. It wasn't up to what our expectation was. And that was a learning we took from Rubicon. We actually went back and we were able to update our analysis model to comprehend the loading from how fast you could actually drive the vehicle and then validate both in the analysis of a improved rock slider. And then, of course, you know, once we got the updated parts that we had to go off-roading to really test.
Well, you got to try them out, right?
Yeah. And, you know, obviously confirmed that, you know, the improvement was what we needed to match the capability of the truck.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, I think, excuse me, something like that is real world experience. And you find, okay, oh, wow. So we've upgraded this to the point where we need to do something different with this other part as well.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know, with Rubicon and Windrock too, we spent a lot of time developing, you know, if you get into our trucks that have off-road moding, terrain mode specifically, we have one pedal driving that our development team spent a lot of time refining. You know, for anybody who's done off-roading in the past, they've probably been used to 2-foot driving because, you know, you're trying to build some engine torque and then modulate the vehicle with the brake pedal. With one pedal drive, we essentially basically have gone away from the need to do that. But you know, we spent so much time refining that feature of the vehicle at Rubicon and Windrock that, you know, for a customer that gets in the truck and drives at one pedal, I think they're going to be pleasantly surprised with how easy it is to modulate the vehicle over any obstacle.
I would agree. From our experience there in Asheville, it was really easy to use that feature going over some of the obstacles that were on that trail.
Yep.
And it speaks to your point at the top of the show when you mentioned confidence that the truck lends to the driver and reducing fatigue. And that's something that I've seen permeate through a lot of GMC products. You know, you've got Super Cruise in some other products, and that helps with anti-fatigue. I know it's a completely different scenario, but helping the driver to be less fatigued behind the wheel, no matter what you're doing, is paramount. And it's pretty cool that it's coming up in the off-road conversations too.
Yeah. And you know, for your high speed off-roading, where those multi-matic DSSVs really shine, you know, obviously, you know, you might be running a trail that's got washouts And you do your best to watch for him and break for him. But ultimately, sometimes one's going to catch you and you can't react fast enough. Those DSSVs just eat up those high jounce events so well that it doesn't beat you up. And you know, we've had so many people drive the truck, and the feedback that we'll get is, you know, I started to wince because I thought this was going to be bad or be rough, but the truck just ate it up.
It is, and it's just like a pillow, like landing softly.
Yep.
For such what you think is going to be a harsh event, right?
Yeah.
And it's cool that, I mean, having a completely separate frame and moving the rear dampers is more work than just saying we're going to move the rear dampers. But it also makes a huge difference too, because on some trucks, after you go through certain obstacles, you end up with all the salad hanging down under the truck, right?
Yeah.
And you don't get that with this one, with the new positioning of the shocks.
Yeah, correct. And you know, that was part of the play, you know, as I mentioned, to help enable the additional travel that we have on AT4X. Yeah. But it does exactly what you note too, is it tucks that damper really close to the tire and helps, you know, with any obstacles that you're driving over.
The neat thing is that you guys are always forward looking, looking for the next challenge, looking for the next market or different niche in which to play. And GM has a bit of a history of collabing with American Expedition Vehicles with the CEO there, Dave Harriton. And is there, you know, there's been an announcement that there might be something on in the hopper for that. That was originally a collab, you know, a little while ago, but that might be coming to Canyon too.
Yeah, you know, you're right. You know, GMC has collaborated with AEV, as you've seen over on the Sierra products. We've officially teased that we've got some exciting news coming. So look forward to July 6th for that. It's natural to see the progression here with the collaboration we've had with AEV and GMC that is going to come over to Canyon.
It's neat that you guys have expanded the AT4X line and now the AEV across all three. It's like a three-pronged approach that GMC has towards these more extreme off-road vehicles.
Yeah, correct. And it's really great because it's not that we're just repeating, you know, a rinse and repeat. It's each one of those products are a different tool. So, you know, we're really proud to have that coverage. You know, there's, you know, if you see an AT4X, whether it be a Canyon or a Sierra, there's a similarity of what is an AT4X, right? But obviously a full-size truck and a mid-size truck do different things, can do different things. So there is, you know, these different tools for whatever job you're going after. But at the end of the day, you still have this kind of similar recipe of being true to that brand.
For sure. And it's the same thing as Denali, right? I mean, when you see Denali, you know what to expect, right? Whether it's right on the road.
Yep.
And now out on the trail, when you see AT4X, you know, okay, this is something. This person knew what they were buying. They know what they're talking about.
Exactly.
So I think that's really cool. Leveraging those sub-brands is always really important.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. and being able to take it out to the Mojave Desert and the Rubicon and Glamis and things like that and actually use the tools for the intents in which they are designed.
Yep.
Right. That's absolutely fantastic. The cool thing, just before we go, jumping back to the DSSV dampers, those are tuned specifically for Canyon, right? Because you do have the 84X capabilities on all three of the sizes of your pickup trucks. And so there was work, because those are what's called what's the proper term for it? I would use external bypass, or internal bypass. How, school me on that.
Well, so we do have, you know, if you look at the dampers, and your assumption is correct, even though they're the same, you know, great looking blue and gold anodized multimatic colors.
They do look good. Right.
Yeah, they look great. They are tuned specifically for our Canyon. So, but, you know, as far as the tuning, you know, we have three spool valves, and you can actually kind of see them in the gold body, especially on the rear, because the rear is pretty visible. So there's three spool valves, and those are basically our are three different tuning characteristics. So there's one specific for jounce positions, one specific for rebound positions, and then one that's kind of specific to our general on-road positions. But having those three different valves give us that ability to tune for those specific events and not sacrifice, you know, one of those three.
And it's the great recipe for doing what you want when you're off road, but then not beating you up when you're leaving the trailhead.
Correct.
For real, Corey. Thank you so much. Really appreciate you joining us today. Thanks for the stories and thanks for the education too.
Yeah, Matthew, anytime. I'm glad to be invited.
And we're glad you took time from your day, Corey. Thank you so much. That was Corey Tolbert, lead engineer for the GMC Canyon AT4X and Canyon AEV pickup truck. Now, it's always fascinating to peek behind the curtain of the development for any vehicle, but especially one which is as purpose-built as the AT4X and the AEV. Because these rigs benefit from more than just the simple bolting on of equipment, and they're light years beyond the paint and wallpaper trims that have been put forward by some other brands. You get the sense from people like Corey that people on these teams are true gearheads, and the lessons they learn and the developments they forge whilst on those types of validation events are absolutely critical into how good these trucks are once they make it into customers' hands. And I'll reiterate, it's a great time to be a fan of off-road focused mid-sized trucks. Everyone, we've got these options from GMC with roughly equivalent offerings from the Bowtie Brigade. Ford just dropped the Ranger Raptor with a twin turbo V6 packing 405 horsepower, plus 33-inch KO3s and Fox Live valve shocks. And just in the last few days, Toyota has introduced two off-road warriors in its new Tacoma. The Trail Hunter, made to go far, and the TRD Pro, made to go fast. There's more choice out there than ever before, and we are glad for it. But that's our episode. Big thanks to our guest, Corey Tolbert, for taking the time to be on the show, our producer, Adam Foster, and all the listeners for joining us on the Truck Guy Podcast. Be sure to check out driving.ca, where you're going to find the best in truck reviews, videos, and breaking news. And while you're there, use the site's comparison tool. That'll help you with head-to-head shopping, and sign up for their Blind Spot newsletter as well. That'll be delivered to your inbox, featuring a roundup of the week's most important automotive news. And be sure to subscribe to The Truck Guy wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Apple Music, Spotify, Amazon Music, so you can listen to this truck-loving Newfoundlander and his guests tell a few stories while talking about pickup trucks and 4x4s. Thanks for listening.